Hello and welcome to the Teach Mindfulness podcast. My name is Shamash Aladina and today we're going to be exploring the idea of the observing self. So I've been talking to you about the different skills that make up mindfulness. And the third skill, according to actual researchers and probably hundreds of papers now, is developing this side of us, our observing self. Now there's different names for this. You can call it your observing self, your transcendent self. More complicated names for it is self in context, and even perspective-taking self. And the idea is that this is about developing that part of you that is the observer or witness of your experiences. Developing this element of mindfulness is particularly powerful when you want to cultivate acceptance. Let's say if you've got a difficult sensation in your body, a difficult emotion that you're experiencing. Knowing that you're the observer of that rather than it being completely fused with you and infused with you and it is who you are, it gives you some freedom and some space and some what we call psychological flexibility. So you're not so caught up in it. And the easiest way of developing the observer self or observing self, part of ourselves, is simply to do different types of mindful meditations. When you have this sense of observing your thoughts, observing your feelings, observing your sensations from a different perspective, a wider perspective, the perspective of awareness itself, you're developing the skill of the observing self or the transcendent self. Now, this kind of links in quite nicely with spiritual traditions. So although this has been discovered through very much hardcore research, this is something that has been shared in various religious and spiritual traditions over the years, but it doesn't require any kind of belief at all. It's our common experience, like the fact that we can observe our thoughts means there's a part of us that's observing it. And this sense of being conscious and observing our thoughts, feelings and sensations, being part of this observer perspective, the other nice thing about it is that it creates this sense of connection with others. So you could, if you wanted to, just think of yourself as awareness or consciousness. And then remember when you're meditating with others or interacting with others that just like you're cultivating consciousness, so are they. They too are cultivating consciousness. And so there's some connection between the two of you. So that's one way of doing it. Another way of teaching about the observing self and developing that skill is to do a simple exercise where you say, you know, notice the colours around you and notice that there's a part of you that's observing that. Notice the sounds around you. Notice there's a part of you that's listening to that. Noticing your body and noticing there's a part of you that's observing the body. And through this process, you can go through all the different senses and go through your thoughts and feelings. And as you guide people in this, you can remind them that there's a part of them that's observing it all. And through this kind of guidance, these kind of reflections and meditations, you develop the observing self perspective. The other great thing about the observing self perspective, there's a lot here, and this is one of my favorite skills and elements of mindfulness, actually. Even if you read something like Eckhart Tolle's Power of Now, he kind of talks about it too. And as I said, lots of different traditions and spiritual beliefs can sometimes link to this. And funny enough, in Buddhism, they talk about emptiness, but in a sense, when they talk about the self and they talk about emptiness or no self, in some ways, it's tuning into this quality as well. The other great thing about this quality is that it's a great way to cultivate empathy and compassion, because if you can observe yourself from another perspective, you can be more compassionate towards yourself, and you can also cultivate compassion towards others because you can have the skill of putting yourself in another person's situation and you can sense how they may be feeling when they're going through a certain challenge or when you're communicating with someone. So as you can sense, so you know, I've very quickly given you some ideas about how rich this skill is. And it's rarely talked about in an explicit way in mindfulness classes. And I'm hoping through this and through other ACT research, mindfulness teachers start to talk about it a little bit more. It's a powerful part of mindfulness, and it's an important skill to develop. And so we can actually do it explicitly and share it with our students. So this is developing the observer self skill. Thank you very much for listening. If you want to find out more, check out our websites and stuff. My website is shamashaladina.com. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to sharing more in the next episode.